Yo, welcome to the Biggs Formation Podcast. I'm your host, Biggs to the F. On today's episode, we have a Biggs Formation special, and we have Jung Magin in the house. Jung is a producer, a rapper, and what have you. He's going to give us some insight in the game. And before the show, I said I would do something special. So all through, you're going to hear Jung's music playing in the background. Sit back, enjoy. Listen to Jung Magin.
So let's welcome the man, the legend, the hard worker.
Yes.
Jung Magin.
Thank you for having me.
To the show. I really can't say what's your strength? What's your strength? Are you a producer? Are you a rapper? Are you a hardworking man? Are you a good father? What are you, bro?
Pretty much it's just the work ethic, you know what I'm saying? I started off as a rapper, pretty much how we all did. And that work ethic I have, I put it to an explode with like beats and stuff. And so, yeah, it's the work ethic that I have that just drives me, you know?
Well, you even do mixing, yeah, mastering, yeah, these days and everything. Good looking out, bro. Looking out. Yeah. So let's start it off. Let's start it off right. Who is Jung?
Jung is an Igbo man and Nigerian out here in like just a Boston. Pretty much laid back dude. Everybody that know me will tell you that, you know. Someone that's just like down to earth, pretty much. That's who I am.
Nice. So you, how long have you been over there?
I landed in New York, February 2012. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. So for those who probably didn't know, I got to know Jung for his work with the Battle Rap Nigeria platform, where he's joint admin. They're doing fantastic work over there. Lovely work over there. Putting on for the hip hop culture and everything. Lovely work. So Jung on the side is like the in-house producer for the platform. And he has music. He does music on the side also. So, just recently you dropped EP.
Before it's okay.
Yeah. What's like the mind state behind it? What's should I say creative direction did you
Hold on,
with
let
that
me
one?
Add on to this. Interesting question right there. Yeah, before it's okay, pretty much is the whole scenario before like life became quote unquote okay, you know, for a Nigerian man, you know what I'm saying, coming from where we came from. So before it's okay, I was always looking forward to a greener path, you know what I'm saying, understanding my environment and stuff like that, being who I am and going through a lot of things in life, like breakups and stuff. So like those things I said kind of related to those four songs on the EP, like looking for a greener path, understanding my environment, which is mode 9, who I am, pretty much.
Yeah.
And going through breakups are like the morning you left in the song I did with Connie. Shout out to Connie, man, dude is dope.
Yeah, that was a fire song with an infusion of rock.
No,
it,
actually,
you made the beat, right?
You left is was made by Connie, for real. That song was funny. Yeah, because that song, he sent it to me a long time, and he had like his own verse laid down, and he did it with some. But the dude, he wasn't even feeling the dude. Mm-hmm. He was like, man, what do you think about this? And I ignored the joint for a while. And I just started vibing to it some other day, and I was just like, dude, you know what, man, let me hop on this shit. And it was like, yeah, bro, that's why I sent it to you. and I hopped on it. I wrote a quick 16 on it, and it was just like the rest is history.
This is a trivia we didn't know about. This is a trivia fact or a fact we didn't know about. Shout out to Connie for that one. Shout out to Connie. So, you all should check out Before It's Okay by Jung Majin on whatever streaming platform you are on.
Yeah, it's
on every platform, right? Okay, Tidal, Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever platform. Check it out. Please check it out. Okay, so now let's let the cat out of the bag. For those of us who know, we know that Before It's Okay is like a prelude to It's Okay, which is another body of work to be dropped by you.
That's coming out good. I got a couple features there that's just like gonna storm, you know what I'm saying? The community that I'm actually based on right now is that's the Nigerian market, the BRN squads and stuff, like even a couple American like ears too. So yeah, the project is coming out good.
Nice. Alright, so in this, since you said Before It's Okay, in this one everything is better, everything is okay. Is that the direction, the artistic direction?
Of the idea. And although the body of work, you hear a couple things in it that has to do with like touching other bases of life that made, you know, things okay for me. You know what I'm saying? It's actually, it's okay now. Yeah, the other one is Before It's Okay, and the album is going to be called It's Okay Now. Yeah.
Oh, It's Okay Now. Yeah. Okay, correction. Yeah. That's fire. That's fire. So, say, like, you had a rock infusion on the EP. So, on this one, are we expecting you to go, like, to experiment with other genres? Not you per se, but the sound.
So the album is fully produced by me. So with the diversity in my head, these are the sounds I have in my head. I'm finna touch like all aspects of kind of like music and even experiment some new sounds. I have like it's weird. It's kind of lo-fi Afro soul. I have that in there. I have like a reggae. It's not like reggae, but like kind of like, you know, the Damian Marley's and stuff like that. I have a dude like that, Uzi Quality. Shout out to Uzi. And I have like a couple features from people that are just straight up rappers. I still have Corny on it. That's gonna bring that rock feel into it, because, you know, these are part of things that made me who I am. Because I was someone that listened to all kind of music, like the Linkin Park and the Limp Bizkits, the Green Day, and stuff like that. You're gonna get like different varieties in the album coming out. You know?
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire. And on the side again, another inside secret. Jung is also working on a project with Dr. Cardio, whom I will feature next on this show,
the champ,
on this podcast. So, the champ EP. How is that coming?
That right there is along. Like one of like the hardest shit that you're gonna hear this year, man. Like, Cardio went up. Yeah, he went all in on that project.
What?
You know, it just sucks that like we are in two sides of the world, man. And although I feel his energy from where he is, and he feels mine too, so that's the energy we're using to like create this body of work, and the connection is there, you know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. Expect that the Champ EP is coming out soon. Just it's coming out, man. Going through some process and it's coming out. Trust.
All right. So you are getting producer credits on two full bodies of work, also straight mixing up, and mastering credits, right? Wow. That's so much work in a short period of time. I'll give you that. Okay, now let's go to another facet of your life, another aspect of your life, which is BRN, Battle Rap Nigeria. were you always battle rap inclined, or you were just music
so
inclined?
With the culture, I've always been battle rap inclined, like right from the days when Smack used to always like do DVDs, you know what I'm saying, when they used to battle on the street stuff. But I used to watch like battle rap events, like Champions League nights. Like I used to pay for pay-per-views and stuff. That's even like I'm talking years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Not even before he was doing, because that's when he started doing the DVDs. That was a long time. I used to cop the Jay-Z's tape because that was Fendi did those. Smack was more of them. Cassidy, the Mooks and stuff. I used to cop those ones too. Then later in when I started doing pay-per-views, I used to get into that shit. So like it's always been a thing with me, man. It's always been. Yeah.
So how do you see the quality of rappers here in Nigeria from what you've seen so far? The quality of battle rappers.
I mean, they've come a long way. And definitely, man, you see a lot of cats putting in work, you know what I'm saying? A lot, man. Like, you know, there's no way you're going to talk about battle rap in Nigeria and you're not going to call like the likes of Holyfield, you know what I'm saying, Queen Mother,
Holyfield.
Likes of them Black G's. I used to do it back in the days, and now there's a lot of cats coming up. It's just like mad, you know what I'm saying, got the Dabbles and stuff, all of them, they're out there, man.
And we should not rule out Flo Show. He has been in the middle of different eras of text battling, rap battling.
The triple OG picture with this shit, man. Cause I mean, everybody know about that shit. They know about it. That's why, like, they observe and they see what he does for the game. So, big shout out to Flo Show. It's an honor to like be with him, you know, in the organization of BRN.
He's a real one. He's a real one. So going forward, what after this project, do you have any project? I know you're trying to float a Musi music imprint as an independent label. So going forward, what's your plan?
I'm trying to push Musi music out there, you know, because it's the idea of like the kind of music I'm trying to bring into the game. And you know, personally as an independent person that's just doing his own shit, and also I'm trying to like use it to empower, you know, a couple Nigerian youths that are into the game too, and you know, probably like put some niggas on, you know what I'm saying. That's the idea, because like nothing past make person just uplift the next man. That's the word I'm saying. So you know, that's the why I'm putting out Musi music there, first of all to represent the kind of music I'm doing, and also give people that I know I can help in the way I can. You know, I can't do it all, but like the little I can do for the game and people that I know are serious with the game, I'll put in work for them, you know. So with that said, I have a couple dudes
that I
like,
respect that,
you know, we'll be putting on with Musi music, you know, so look out for that.
Nice. I really appreciate it. You probably unknown to you, you've given me endless game in our conversations one-on-one on the whole music industry and stuff, made me read stuff I ordinarily would have overlooked. So I may not be the best rapper right now, but I'm definitely a better businessman in the music industry from the insights I've gotten from you. And I think that's something a lot of our upcomers fail to pay attention to. So like I'm trying to say, do you have any plans to like school youngins on the game, teach them what it takes?
I mean, in a way, that's pretty much, I mean, I'm not trying to use the word school. I mean, if niggas is around me and we get to like get to a conversation that has to do with like giving ideas, you know, concepts towards things, I would. But I'm not out there just trying to go to school every motherfucker, because you can't really like impact so much on everybody, because everybody have what they want to do anyways. And that's what you're saying about most of the upcoming guys, like most of them just think it's all about skill. Yes, skill is the number one priority to have as an artist, but you also have to have the way to approach the game, because everybody, they do this shit, man, you know what I'm saying? So you have to have a way to approach the game, the standard, the package that you're going to use to feed the crowd. and understand it. You know what I'm saying? Understand the game pretty much. So if you have people that can, like, you know, fill you into like ideas and stuff, you might as well just take it and don't be like pompous and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. Yeah, I think at this juncture we can call it, or we can wrap it up. It's been a pleasure having you, man.
It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you, man.
Pleasure. So best of luck with your EP coming soon. And for this episode, no, that will be a secret when you hear the episode.
No doubt, man. Whatever it is, man, you too, man. Big ups to the Bigs for me. I look forward to hear more like shows and everything you're gonna be dropping, man. Yo, everybody, man, put your heads down for the Bigs Formation, because this is dope shit.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. So
we've come to the end of today's episode of the Bigs Formation podcast. Our special feature with Jung Magin anticipates his OK Now album. But first, listen to Before It's OK, the EP, on any streaming platform. I'm your host, Bigs to the F. Till I see you next time, stay safe. Coronavirus is real.